Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for me to wake up. It's time for you to sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and we will hear what the divine messages are for us today. My goodness, so many of you have already called in faster than I am. All right, we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn about the magical. Do you see love?
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love and even the real DC Love. Whichever one you choose, it's all me. And I have seen spirit from a very young age, and I thought that everyone did. But my present journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward on my current path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and in 2017 was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with this organization, as well as being published in their books. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer and empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. Some of my education, though, was not received in the conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times, sometimes to visit loved ones, but other times to attend schools of higher learning. And this helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, when I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, where I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. All of this was sudden and it was unexpected, and it really changed the course of my life, and I discovered that I have a strong connection with spirit. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and to protect, and I've traded in my 357, and I now offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And I can't, of course, forget about the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma at that time. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that, you know, this really is a divine connection. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side have walked through it. And my chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So, as you know, I've taken my abilities to live radio to really access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people in regular intervals. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you, Barb.
I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Try putting that on your business card. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. Now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page. And you will find Learn More buttons under our pictures. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of wonderful information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear some messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I have a cute little poem that I don't know where it came from. Sometimes it just shows up, Barbara. I read it before, but I actually don't know where it came from. But I do love it. And here's how it goes. The you in Jesus, before you were thought of or time had begun, God stuck you in the name of his Son. And each time you pray, you'll see it's true. You can't spell out Jesus and not include you. You're a pretty big part of his wonderful name. For you, he was born. That's why he came. And his great love for you is the reason he died. It even takes you to spell crucified. Isn't it thrilling and splendidly grand? He rose from the dead with you in his plan. The stone split away, the gold trumpet blew, and this word resurrection is spelled with a U. When Jesus left at his upward ascension, he felt there was one thing he just had to mention. Go into the world and tell them it's true that I love them all just like I love you. And I just found that to be so beautiful, Barbara.
It is.
So I did have to mention it. And as well, I have a little bit of a channeled message from him. Blessings, beloved ones. Love is all there is and all that there will ever be. It is ultimately the reality of your existence. Love is who you truly are, and when you integrate this beautiful feeling into every aspect of your life, you live your highest truth. Everyone has the potential to live this truth. It is your choice, and when you align with this truth, you experience God. Consciously choose to walk into this beautiful awareness and listen to what your heart truly needs. Are your choices coming from a place of love? This beautiful choice can give you the power to transform your life and live from a place of pure joy. Will you allow fear or will you allow love to guide you? Where are you now? Watch how your life changes when you choose love. It is the most important and beautiful gift. You are God's expression of love in physical form. You and God are one. Love is your connection to everyone and to everything. Are you seeing the bigger picture? Beloveds, expand your vision and remember your purpose for being here. My wish for you is that you not only learn the lessons that are needed, but that you live a full and a satisfying life, manifesting your dreams into reality. You have the ability to create whatever it is that you are desiring, and you are here to create the life that you desire. Life is waiting for you to make a choice. What are you wanting right now? And what is it that you really love? God has given you free choice. Each moment of your life is a new beginning, and each moment gives you the opportunity to fulfill your hopes and dreams. Celebrate these precious moments that are given to you. I love you, Jesus. Okay. So with that being said, I do have another little something here. Okay. So what I've been just guided to, you know, to bring forth, everyone heard of the Ho'oponopono prayer, and it means, you know, to make right, or, you know, if it was like the actual Hawaiian translation, to correct. And it's a simple little prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And sometimes the sentence is, you know, People change them around. They put them the way that resonates more so with them. But this is, in fact, an ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness and reconciliation. And it goes back to the mid-1900s. It helps to heal yourself or even anyone as well as anything that needs healing. And it's great for everyone. Because as we know, forgiveness is so essential to help us remember like our true essence. And this is a process of cleaning and clearing because after all, we do create our own reality. We create all the people as well as the situations in our lives. That means that we take 100% responsibility for everyone and everything in our lives. This deals with everything that is on the conscious level as well as the subconscious level. And it means good, bad, or indifferent, we are responsible for it being in our lives. And, you know, this might be, you know, hard to swallow, but our mind thinks millions of thoughts daily. I mean, that really just blew me away. Yet we are only conscious of a small amount of these thoughts. So when we have a thought, it activates a memory that's stored in our subconscious mind. And from there, it manifests as a problem. And problems are actually memories that we've had, you know, come back again throughout our lives. When we become aware, you know, of these memories, you know, it makes it easier to get rid of them. So if we, you know, if we keep these memories within the subconscious, it then starts to manifest as a problem, you know. So, but when we become aware, we accept the responsibility. And then we actually have the opportunity to remove these memories from our lives, to remove these problems. And this deals with our personal life plan. We ask the divine to come in and to heal all the thoughts and the memories that are really holding us back in the present. You don't have to feel guilty because we're not even aware, you know, of why we activated these memories. But actually, like, you know, the memories are there and they are creating a problem. So we ask the divine to come in and show us the perfect solution to resolving these problems. And by doing so, we allow the right answer to be given. We ask for forgiveness, cleansing, purifying, releasing, removing negative memories, blocks, energies, and vibrations, and really to transmute these unwanted energies to pure light. And it is done. So when we say the little prayer, "I am sorry," is about acknowledging that I have created the problems in my life, either consciously or subconsciously. I'm responsible, you know, for my life. And by blaming others, we actually give our power away. This, in turn, helps to create even more problems. But when we realize that we are never separate from God, we remove the illusion and we make room for miracles. "Please forgive me" is basically the same. You are asking forgiveness, which has already happened, and in truth, there's nothing to forgive. All is made correct through God. "I love you" means we are all love. We are all one as love, and love brings us together. We endure only as love, and nothing else is real. We are one with all that is. "Thank you" means all is forgiven. Be thankful for the opportunity to clear this and let it go. When you say thank you, you are expressing gratitude. You are showing your faith, and you know that the issue at hand will be resolved to the highest good of all concerned. Welcome blessings into your life and let go of learned suffering. "I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." Make this your mantra. Say it every day, especially when you're having a negative feeling or you see something that brings up a negative emotion. Ho'oponopono can be used anytime and for any situation, no matter how big, no matter how small. Just say these words. You could say them, you know, a few times a day and see what happens and believe. I think it's just so beautiful. So we did a little tapping. You know, I believe it was the last time we were together, Barbara. I believe it was on Thursday. And what I'd like to do now is just, like, add the tapping with this beautiful Ho'oponopono prayer. "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." So what we're going to do is we're going to get, you know, three fingers. It doesn't matter if it's your right or your left hand. And just start tapping around the crown of your head. And tap as you say, "I love you." Tap, "I love you." And now we move down to the outer corner of either eyebrow. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Next, we move to the bottom corner of the eye, the outside of the eye. Please forgive me. Then we move to the center of the eye, on the bottom part below the eye. Thank you. Again, we tap once more under the nose. Thank you. We go to the chin area. I am sorry. Right below the lip in the chin area. I am sorry. Then we go, there's 2 points in the collarbone. The easiest way, if you're not someone that uses EFT tapping, is just make a little bit of a fist, and you can hit the 2 collarbone points at once. I love you. I love you. And then the last point that we're going to address would be the underarm, either side, the outer arm. And just, you know, just like on the side of like the chest area, breast area, the outside part there, and tap, please forgive me. And now notice like how you feel. Whatever issue that you are holding on to, you know, has the saying the prayer and the tapping helped? I know for me, I just find that they're great go-to tools. And they're so easy to say, they're so easy to use, and they do make a big difference. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay, and here is the message that Jesus wants to share with us right now in this moment. My beloved ones, times are changing. You realize this when you look at the world. If you are one of those people who watches the news, you see how things are changing. You also see how some people are fighting against change. And we want you to understand that change is going to happen no matter what. Change is a necessary part of your existence. You are here to experience life in all of its variety, in all of its glory, in all of its disappointment, in whatever way you are choosing. And yes, it is up to you what you are experiencing. And this is true for each and every one of you. You often assume that anyone who is going through a particular situation is having a bad experience, and they must have been a bad person, or they must have done something wrong in order for this to happen. Everyone does not see everything the same way. Just because you see something as bad does not mean that it's bad to anyone else. And then there are some things that seem to be bad to most everyone who hears about them. And even in that case, there are still people who do not have that reaction. Because you are each creating your experience. And you are experiencing what you choose to experience. It is based in what you believe. It is based in what you perceive. And your beliefs are the ones that establish your perceptions. So if you want to start changing your life, that's why we tell you to let go. Because as you are letting go, you are changing your beliefs, you are changing your perspective, and you are allowing your life, your experiences, to change. We understand that many of you have been taught that there have to be negative things in your life, negative things that have to happen. It's part of how you learn. It's part of how you grow. You've been taught these things. But you don't have to keep anything that you've been taught. It is completely up to you what you believe. And as you let go of these beliefs, these old ways of being, your life changes. It's inevitable. So we encourage you to really look at what you believe, to look at what you are experiencing. And if you're thinking, okay, I can't change anything in my life, well, there's some other way for you to change things. While we encourage you to let go, you can also change things by being grateful. Look at the things around you and express gratitude for them. even if you can only find one little thing in your whole life that you consider to be any good at all, express gratitude for that. And express that gratitude out loud. Say it with feeling. Really get into the energy of being grateful. Because the more you are being grateful, the more you are attracting into your life things to be grateful for. And if you are stuck in that mindset that the world is a horrible place and all these horrible things are happening and why is God allowing this to happen, then you keep attracting those horrible things because that is what you are focused on. So shift your focus. Notice things that you are grateful for. Notice the beauty in life. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as a blade of grass. Think about all that the grass does, all the animals that it feeds, all of the insects it gives homes to, all the cushioning that it provides when you walk. Just think about grass and be grateful for it. And if the vision of grass makes you think about having to cut the lawn, then be grateful that you have a lawnmower. Be grateful that you have the time to cut the grass. Be grateful for the smell of grass that is freshly mowed, that reminds you of life and spring. You can always find something to be grateful for. And let that be your new way of living, your new way of being. And the more you are expressing that gratitude, the more you are attracting the things that you are grateful for into your life. Change does not have to be hard. It does not have to be complicated. And you are the one that determines what changes in your own life. So start using that gratitude to make the changes, to create the life that you truly desire, the life that you are truly grateful for. We are here for you and we love you. And you can be grateful for that as well. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's his message for today.
Barbara, that was absolutely beautiful. And before we connected, I connected with Dolly Parton's Higher Self. And she was telling me about a box of rags, you know, and I'm like, what? A box of rags that her mother sewed together. So she was saying a box of rags that her mother like had sewn together and made this amazing coat for her. And it was a true story. And, you know, she just was so grateful for that coat that her mother, you know, made her. She was so proud of it. And it was made only of rags, but she wore it so proudly. And her mother had mentioned, you know, Jesus, like from the Bible, you know, wearing something similar. And Dolly just, you know, she really embraced this beautiful coat. So that was, you know, a gratitude story that she had for me this morning. And it's funny because I was, you know, a little confused when she was talking about rags, you know.
Uh-huh.
But finally I got it. But I just thought that was amazing. You know, and you were here now sharing this, you know, this beautiful, amazing message of gratitude, and so did Dolly. So that was beautiful.
Wonderful. Okay, so now we are going to go to our callers. And remember, if you have a question or you want a message, you have to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears. And you guys have been pressing 1. I'm so proud of you. Okay, we will go to the caller from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, Barbara. Hi, DC Love. How are you? This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hello,
hi,
Donna.
Good morning. yeah, I have a question. I can hear the spirits sometimes. I hear my mom and I hear my nephew. And about 4 days ago, I'm sitting in my meditation, which I do every morning for like 40 minutes. And my intuition came in very lovingly through the heart area, and I just observed the message coming through. I was, like, shocked. And it said, it's coming soon. And I've been praying to meet someone, meet God, you know, get married possibly, and then also about more abundance coming in so I can travel, which is something that I love to do. I love going to foreign countries and all. And then I was in the store the other day, and all of a sudden my whole body went like a shell, an empty shell. And then I heard God is here, and it was so beautiful. And I just wanted to know what you were picking up as far as something coming in for me that I got intuitively.
Beautiful, Donna. That was that was an awesome experience for you. And I feel that the messages that you received, they were right on. And everything is unfolding for you just perfectly. And it's going to happen in your divine timing. So just, you know, relax. And,
yeah,
you know, let take the steering wheel, you know. Let go of control. And trust that, you know, everything will come to you. You don't have to hurry. You don't have to worry about, you know, when it's going to come. Just listen for more messages. Release attachment, you know, from the past. Release any anxiety that you have and concern with the future. And you've got to enjoy where you are presently, the here and the now, hon, okay?
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
important, that we really do, you know, stay connected with the here and the now, okay? But I want to ask you, there is something that I'm getting. I'm sort of seeing like a little bit of bubblegum on a shoe, and it's just saying that you have like a situation that you may have been stuck in for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what that is? Okay?
Yeah. I kind of became isolated and didn't go out very much and stayed to myself.
Okay. Well, I'm getting that you're going to get onto the right path, and you're going to have a little help from a gentleman that will help with the decision-making well. So, you know, listen to the advice that he has for you. And I'm seeing as well, like a lot of happiness, love is coming for you, and I believe it may be as soon as next month.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
So make sure that you're loving yourself first and making room in your heart and, you know, a little bit of a space in your closet as well for the love that you're desiring.
Okay.
And a list of qualities that this beautiful soulmate is going to have. Okay? It's sort of like you're going to
mm-hmm.
order a designer soulmate. Make sure you let, you know, the angels know every characteristic that you want this beautiful person to have, as well as anything that would be a deal breaker. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'm getting it's going to be amazing. And just trust in that beautiful relationship. It's going to be really, really beautiful. So that's what they're showing
me.
I'm also getting, like, the month of November is going to be very monumental. I sort of feel like, you know, like we spoke, you were like a little bit stuck and everything, but, you know, you're going to be moving forward. You're getting into this beautiful new cycle, and whatever difficulties that you've had, they're ending, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's like you're looking and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm getting your luck is turning, you know, for the better. And it's just a time of renewal for you, okay? This is your destiny. This is a beautiful new, you know, chapter of your life. You're walking a path of happiness. And, you know, this new life is going to begin soon is what I'm getting, Donna.
Oh,
you know, and
right.
You truly deserve it. You've done a lot to help move forward, and the angels are walking with you. And I'm also getting, there's like a male that's walking with you. Okay, and he may be walking with you actually in the physical world. Okay. I don't exactly know. I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. Okay. I guess he may be like a little bit of a conservative man, and he has a hard time, like, with these changes. So I'm not even sure if he's in the physical world, you know, but he's with you. And you sort of have like a more modern view of life, where he has like an older, you know, view of, you know, generational, you know, changes, generational issues. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm getting, I believe that he is going to be in the physical. Just be open and tolerant, like, to what, you know, messages that he has for you, hon. Because, you know, we always learn something from, you know, those that we meet. If we really listen carefully, you know, everyone knows something that we don't know. Okay? And, Donna, you know, in the meantime, connect with that beautiful inner child. It's been quite a while since you guys connected.
Oh, I'm taking a workshop Wednesday. I'm starting. It's on the inner child.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? You're listening, I guess, to those messages that you're getting, because that little inner child cannot wait to get out and play. Okay? So she's so happy that you are taking this class, and she can't wait to connect with you. And just know that you are safe, you are watched over, and all your beautiful angels and your family and spirit, they're with you. And let your guard down a little bit, okay? You are loved, you are protected, hon. You've got a little bit of stress that you're holding on to. Let it go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and know that, like, the divine is with you. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. And I'm getting this showing me scales. You've got to have a little bit more balance within giving and receiving, okay?
Uh-huh.
I feel like maybe you give a little bit too much, okay? And even a thank you from someone, just accept that and say thank you, you know, and take it in, okay? Because if we give a little bit too much, you know, and we don't receive as much, sometimes it sort of like keeps us stuck where you see the gum on the shoes, okay? And it'll block our, you know, opportunities that come our way. So the angels are with you, and they're going to help you to, you know, to get rid of that kind of pattern and to really help you to have a beautiful equal balance between giving and receiving, okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, all the problems that are within that you're holding on to, Jesus already has a solution for you, okay? Trust in him and just relax, remain optimistic. Your future looks wonderful. That's what I have. I hope it's helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God.
Yes, you see.
Okay, Donna. We are going to do some work with the dear innate. And... okay. Hold on, I have to think of one thing at a time instead of 3,000 at once. So we are going to do some dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Okay. Dear innate, thank you for my life.
Dear innate, thank you for my life.
Dear innate, thank you for loving me.
Dear innate, thank you for loving me.
Dear innate, thank you for who I am being.
Dear innate, thank you for who I am being.
Dear innate, thank you for the unending abundance in my life.
Dear innate, thank you for the unending abundance in my life.
Dear innate, thank you for the love that you are bringing to me.
Dear innate, thank you for the love that you are bringing to me.
Dear innate, thank you for the messages you bring to me.
Dear innate, thank you for the messages that you bring to me.
Dear innate, thank you for my connection with the divine.
Dear innate, thank you for my connection with the dear divine.
Dear innate, thank you for opening my eyes to life.
Dear innate, thank you for opening my eyes to life.
Dear innate, thank you for opening my heart to love.
Dear innate, thank you for opening my heart to love.
Dear innate, thank you for all that I am and all that I am becoming.
Dear innate, thank you for all that I am and all that I am becoming.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Spirit innate, I know myself.
Spirit innate, I know myself.
Spirit innate, my life gets better and better.
Spirit innate, my life gets better and better.
Spirit innate, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Spirit innate, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah, I feel good. And in my solar plexus, I feel a lot of joy. And yeah, I feel light and feels good. Thank you.
Wonderful. You are welcome. And your life is going to get better and better. So be ready.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you too. Have a nice day now.
We will. You too.
Thanks.
Our next caller is 11111111. My favorite number. Let's see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia. What can we do for you?
Hi, ladies. I'm trying to see if I should ask about a upcoming a move. Because I go, okay, so let me see what's going on. So I have to go to court on December 10th. I have already consulted with an attorney, and things look like it's going to be in my favor because the place that I'm renting is illegal. Everything was done, you know, underhanded, you know, the way it was done. So I'm taking the advice of the lawyer. He's stating that possibly that I can stay, I have the right to stay in this apartment for another 6 months without paying the rent, and there's nothing that the landlord can do about it. I'm trying to see if it would be a good idea to stay the 6 months, or, I mean, because I don't have to pay rent, and I can, you know, save money. And I know the landlord would be mad, but it's my right, he says. It's definitely my right the way everything was done. And should I go ahead with the lawyer's advice? Or should I move? I feel that if I move, I'm feeling that the landlord is like, she wants me to go, you know, because she created this whole chaos. So what should I do? Should I, you know, ride out for 6 months or just find something and go?
Okay. Sonia, this is DC. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What I'm getting is, you know, the angels are asking you to just visualize the outcome that you are desiring. Okay? Visualize what it is you are wanting. I see a man standing behind you in spirit, and he's there to help you. A father, he's with you. Okay? And he's saying everything is going to be okay. You know, don't be worried. You know?
Okay.
And just try to focus on, you know, what is really important to you right now. And it's sort of like he's, you know, like the sun shines just upon you. And he's saying there's going to be many blessings, you know, coming your way. So I'm getting, you know, just focus on, you know, what it is that you truly want out of this situation. Okay?
Okay. All
okay.
Right. That's not
but I am getting that, you know, you've got to, you know, you might have to try a couple different things is what he's saying as well. And, you know, he wants you to take it easy right now, okay? I don't know. He's just saying, you know, you've got to start taking it a little bit easier, okay?
I agree, yes.
Okay. I'm just getting like a K name around you, too. I don't know who this K name is that is coming in as well.
Okay.
Okay, and he, too, is stepping forward, and he's saying, you know, just think about what you want, feel positive about it, send out those vibrations to the universe, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, he's saying, you know, everything will turn out okay for you, okay? And
all
I'm
right.
I'm getting it, it's going to be, you know, soon, like you said, and just be like a little bit patient, okay?
Okay.
Is what the angels are showing. Just try to be like a little bit more patient. And I'm getting, I don't know if you like the color silver. Do you like the color silver? Do you wear like any silver jewelry or?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because silver is very, it's very calming, okay? It gets rid of tension. It's very healing. It helps you to release, you know, release stress, release dis-ease in your body. It helps you to, you know, detoxify. And it's very grounding and it's very protecting. So I would suggest that you start wearing some silver, okay?
Okay, that's so funny that you say that. I was actually going to treat myself to this bracelet for Christmas, but I think I'll go and get it soon. It's a
silver
bracelet,
yeah.
I want it. Yeah. Okay,
beautiful.
So I think I'm going to treat myself.
And I'm also
to
getting,
it.
Like, as you and I and Barbara are connecting, you are growing spiritually, hon.
You know what? You are 1,000% right. I know what I want in life. I know what I want in life and a mate, too. So, yes, I am getting there, yes. You are 1,000% right.
That's beautiful. And the last message that I have for you is, you know, this is a beautiful time where you're going to start really manifesting all of those dreams, Sonia, okay?
Okay.
But as well, you know, you've got to be a little bit careful, you know, as to what you're asking for, because the angels are saying you just may get it, okay?
I don't want to do that.
Okay. So just be careful.
I see
because
that. I don't want that. It reminds me of a Twilight Zone.
Yeah, you've got to be like a little bit careful with that, is what the angels are showing me, hon, okay?
Okay.
And the last message I have is a message of forgiveness. Who do you have to forgive? Now, I recited the Ho'oponopono prayer, and I'm getting, you know, there's someone that you need to forgive. You're holding on to, like, old anger, maybe old resentment. Okay?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, it could possibly be, I don't have any problems with a brother. I mean, I had some issues, some family issues, and I had to consult a psychiatrist.
All right. Well, I could feel like the stuff that's within, that's there, and and it needs to be released. And my throat got like really weird, and I'm feeling that you don't speak your truth enough.
That's true. That's the way that I was raised, and it affected my whole entire life. I didn't know.
Okay, so what we're gonna do? What we're gonna do is, you have an opportunity now. I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara. She's there, and Jesus is coming in. And if you'd like, we can clear this up.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, thank you, Sonia. Barbara?
Okay, Sonia, we're going to make some statements to your innate body, and so you'll just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to talk.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to talk.
Dear innate, I release the conditioning of my childhood.
Dear innate, I release the conditioning of my childhood.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the freedom to express myself.
Dear innate, I have the strength and freedom to express myself.
Dear innate, people want to hear what I have to say.
Dear innate, people want to hear what I have to say.
Dear innate, I am a benefit to the world.
Dear innate, I am a benefit to the world.
Dear innate, thank you for this opportunity to make changes in my life.
Dear innate, thank you for helping me to make these opportunities in my life.
Dear innate, I am open to receive messages.
Dear innate, I am open to receive messages.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am choosing what is for my highest good.
Dear innate, I am choosing for what is my highest good.
Dear innate, I have power.
Dear innate, I have power.
Dear innate, it is my life and my choice.
Dear innate, it is my life and my choice.
Dear innate, I am always shown what is best for everyone.
Dear innate, I am only shown what is best for everyone.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I release all guilt.
Dear innate, I release all guilt.
Dear innate, I release all blame.
Dear innate, I release all blame.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to live.
Just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels awesome. Totally great.
Good. Wonderful. One of the things that they were showing me was that there was a part of you that was saying, oh, you'd be absolutely stupid not to take the 6 months rent-free that the lawyer says you're entitled to. This is your right, blah, blah, blah. And another part of you was saying, I don't really feel right about this. I know that they did wrong, but I don't want to have to take advantage of them because of what they did for me. And then I'm stuck here for 6 months, and I could be moving forward, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And so you were having that push me, pull me kind of thing. Jesus wants you
to
know.
I've made my decision.
Yeah, whatever decision you make is absolutely fine. And you now know that you have up to 6 months to do whatever it is you decide to do. So just relax and choose what's right for you.
All right. It sounds good. I'm definitely taking the 6 months, and I'm going to take it with pleasure.
Good. Enjoy it. Yes.
Yes. All right. So when I do move out, at least all my bills and my credit cards are all paid off, and I can save money at the same time, too.
Good. Wonderful. I like it. Enjoy yourself.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies, and I'll call you back to give you the update soon.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 858. Hi.
This is Donna. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Fine. How are you, Donna?
Great. I'm in the desert, and I'm wondering if you have a message for me.
Yes, we always have messages. You're not in the desert on a horse's name, are you?
No. Not right
now. Right. That's really good, because as you said, if she is, we're all in trouble. But I'm more serious. I see dragonflies around you, hon.
Oh, okay.
And they're just saying, you know, Donna, live your life to the fullest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, you know, that you're, you know, in the desert, but I see you, like, more so around water.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that you thrive, like, around water, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the dragonfly is coming in to just, you know, to make you aware of change that is coming, rebirth, you know, to really connect with your power, the wisdom that you have within, the ability to really, like, adapt to life and living your truest life, because it truly is your responsibility. And, you know, to know who you are, what you are wanting, what you are not wanting, and
mm-hmm.
to be emotionally strong and live your life without any regrets. Okay?
Okay.
So the beautiful dragonfly is is saying. And we now have like an angel coming forward. I believe it's Archangel Raphael, our healing angel. Are you watching like what you're eating and drinking and different things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting the word detox, but I don't feel like it's a physical detox. There may be something emotionally, hon, that you're holding on to. It has to do with your emotional well-being.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, because I really feel like, you know, we have to allow Barbara and Jesus to come in and to help you with that, because you are, you know, a person that really takes care of the physical body, and we've got to, you know, we've got to worry about your emotional well-being, and we just want to have you be in sync, body, mind, and spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Donna. Barbara, will you join us, please?
Thank you.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Okay, Donna, we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So repeat after me. Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go. Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, I release all of the drama of the past.
Dear innate, I release all of the drama of the past.
Dear innate, I release all of the turmoil in my life.
Dear innate, I release all of the turmoil in my life.
Dear innate, I release other people's energy from my life.
Dear innate, I release other people's energy from my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, I am opening up to love.
Dear innate, I am opening up to love.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I release all of my burdens.
Dear innate, I release all of my burdens.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be free.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be free.
Dear innate, this is my life and I am important.
Dear innate, this is my life and I am important.
Dear innate, I see the value in me.
Dear innate, I see the value in me.
Dear innate, I am grateful for my blessings.
Dear innate, I am grateful for my blessings.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in love.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in love.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Great. Really great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. That was really good.
Okay. Well, now you can enjoy your life even more because you've let go of all
really
that old crap.
I know. That was awesome. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
I'm a new
Thank
woman.
Thank you for calling. Yes.
Thank you. Have a great day, ladies. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we've dealt with every. We're actually going to end on time today. I'm shocked. Okay.
Wow. You know what, I have Albert Einstein coming in, and he's saying the person who reads too much and uses his brain too little is going to fall into the lazy habit of thinking. And I said, Albert, I'm fine. It'll never happen to me. No worries.
oh,
goodness. They try to behave because they've been getting out of hand a little bit, you know, those that are on the other side and those that are on this side, that there's, you know, that they have that higher self that wants to come forward, you know. And you have Bette Midler's higher self. She's just listening to you, Barbara, and she was just, like, soaking up every word there.
Oh, wonderful.
And you've been making this listen, and she loves it. She really loves it.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, we're doing the work that we are guided to do and making the changes we are guided to make. And when we stop fighting it and start accepting it and seeing the good in it, then it just gets easier for us.
It does. It does. You know what? I actually had Phyllis Diller come in this morning with Joan. I said, ladies, you've got to save us. It's too much for one day. They came in together and they were really bad. I said, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. You've got to behave. Hold it for another day, you know? So, and maybe, are you serious? You know, are you kidding me? I'm saying, yes, please. So, oh my goodness.
All right. We do have one more caller from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Barbara. This is Patty. How are you?
I'm doing great, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning, DC.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just, I guess I'll just ask for a message. I was listening on the phone because my Wi-Fi wasn't working, and I just decided you had some time, so I might as well ask for a message.
Oh, good.
I'm puttering around. So any message?
You're sort of like, you know, like you're sort of getting a little bolder with everything, and that's awesome. And you're asked to just, you know, to be a little tenacious and
to be what?
A little tenacious and just go forward and just, you know, go after what it is that you're wanting, okay? So the angels are, they're going to help you to find the courage that you need, you know, to help you to, you know, keep going forward, be persistent, have that determination, and you're going to see that you're going to be really able to face anything that comes your way, hon. Okay?
Good, yeah.
So I
feel like I'm...
With a lion. Like there's like a lion walking with you. It's amazing. And then my dog Ginger's been knocking on your door with Joan Rivers, and they're saying she's not opening the door. So they've been knocking, and they're saying, you know what? Opportunity is knocking for you, okay? So make sure that you're listening, because there's something exciting coming for you, and it's just, like, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So just be open to what that's coming your way. And Joan is coming over, and she's putting a little bling on you here and there. And she's saying it's time to dazzle the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is your time. Have you been having any realizations, any epiphanies?
I don't know. I guess just the biggest thing, I've been in a slump for a while, and I finally feel like I'm motivated and starting to move forward and just letting go of some things and just time for change and, you know, realizing I have to kind of get up and make it happen a little bit.
Yes, and you know what Ginger's saying? Yeah, baby, let's go, you know? And they're pulling you up and they're throwing you in the back of Joan's convertible. So you're going to really be going forward. Okay?
Wow, that's great.
So you
to go with Joan Rivers.
Forward, hon, you have been ready for this change for so long, you know? You're turning the negatives into positives. Your future looks amazing. You have the ability to go forward. And Ginger and Joan are just like, each of them have like an arm, and they're picking you up on each side. They're helping you to take that big leap of faith forward, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're opening those doors for you that you're not seeing, and they're helping you to go through them. And they're saying, don't be afraid. Don't hold back, because you're truly ready to, you know, to move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I am.
Yes, you're going to make amazing choices, okay? And, you know, these choices are going to change your life in a good way. So make the choices that are best for you. And please, don't worry about pleasing everyone, okay? Think about you and yourself, okay? Think about, you know, what it is that you're wanting. Think about what it is that you value, you know, and you'll have nothing to regret, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take responsibility for your happiness, because you truly do deserve to be happy, hon, okay?
Excuse me, yes. Yes, I do. I do.
Yes, no, you truly do. And I'm getting the word, you know, solutions around you. Maybe you've had some money issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm getting is you still have a little bit of fear, honey, within. There's a little bit of limited thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to move ahead, we've got to get rid of that. Are you up for some clearing with Barbara and Jesus?
Yes, I am, yes. I don't know how I slipped into that, because I've been successful in the past and positive about things, and, you know, I don't know sort of how that happened. I guess just a lot of things occurred that I felt a little defeated. So now I'm just trying to go forward.
Well, you're going to go forward, you know, and you're going to see that, you know, Okay, so Dolly Parton's higher self is saying, girlfriend, if you want to see the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And she's saying, you've had your share of rain. Okay?
Yeah.
Her beautiful higher self is with, and we're going to call in Barbara now and Jesus to really get rid of that fear and that limited thinking. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay, Patty. You're going to repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I release deceit.
Dear innate, I release defeat.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I disconnect from everything that's happened.
Dear innate, I disconnect from everything that's happened.
Dear innate, I see the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, I see the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am phenomenal.
Dear innate, I am phenomenal.
Dear innate, I am a child of God.
Dear innate, I am a child of God.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold back.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold back.
Dear innate, it is time for me to shine.
Dear innate, it is time for me to shine.
Dear innate, I love me.
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 And take a nice deep breath. Oh, boy, your energy feels so much better. How do you feel?
I feel good. And the whole time we were doing that, I saw something on a video clip. I can't remember if it was one of your websites or somebody else, but it was about a woman, you know, affirming her strength and beauty and all that. And part of it says, I'm a freaking fiesta. I thought it was.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I feel much better. Thank you.
You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
I will. I'll stay in touch. I enjoy your show so much. I'll just, even if I'm not calling in, it's a lot of times you just pick something up, even if it's said to something else, you can feel that, you know, it has some validity for your own life. So I enjoy your show a lot. Thank you. Yeah, you're both wonderful. Thank you. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Keep smiling. Sally is saying, keep smiling, hon. It enhances your face value. She loves your smile.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. We are finished for today. We get to finish with lots of smiles. Thank you, everyone, for calling in, being part of the show, and we will be back on Thursday.
Oh, it sounds like a plan, Barbara. And Dolly's just waving, and she's saying, I may be back. She loves the show, and she always looks so beautiful. And she said, you wouldn't realize how much money it takes to look this cheap.
Luckily, there's more than enough money, so no problem.
Yeah. Thank you, Barbara. I've had my fill of vitamin G, and I'm off, and I'm going to conquer the world here.
Well, enjoy it, whatever it is you do.
Thank you. You as well, Barbara. Bye, everyone.
I will. Bye-bye.